When you bundle your renters and auto insurance with Progressive, you could save money, but it doesn't cover any terrible memories living rent-free in your head.
You remember that time you were singing in the shower, and then you heard a knock on the wall, and then you realized that your bathroom shared a wall with your neighbor's bedroom, and all you could do was stand there silently, thinking about all the other things they may have heard in the 4 years you've lived there? Yeah, good times.
Sorry, we can't save you from that memory, but we could save you money bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Renters insurance and bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back, and we have guess who's joining us tonight, Joe? None other than John McTernan.
Oh, great. I was going to say, before we take calls, there's one thing I wanted to do. I know this was a setup, and here's why. We tell people don't trust Fox. Fox talked about on their website how the FBI went and looked in every single office safe, grabbed documents. Okay. But the idea was that he brought materials to his private residence after the presidency concluded, and the matter was referred to the Justice Department by the National Archives and Records Administration, which said it found these 15 boxes in residence. Well, that's Fox. Miranda Devine is with the New York Post, and she is one honest, hard-hitting lady. She said that according all presidents, when they leave, their boxes, that materials are looked at and packed by the General Services Administration personnel. They go through things and verify anything that's personal that can go home or that's been declassified or something. And then she said several months ago, the FBI had an opportunity over a little about 2 months ago, and these boxes were all made available to them, to the FBI, to go through, but they didn't. So here, now, these boxes were shipped from the General Services Administration to Mar-a-Lago, and Trump put them in a safe, kept them locked up. So, if the FBI had access, if these things are already checked at first by the General Services Administration, they're on a fishing expedition. They're not worried about the documents. What they're trying to find is in those documents. They're trying to find something on January 6th, something that's political, something he said or an email or something. We know that Adam Schiff is the chairman of the National Security Committee there in Washington, and he has been a proven liar more times than I can remember, and I know John will back me up on that. This whole thing is a fishing expedition to find something to nail him on January 6th, and it's all a pretense, and it could come down in their head if enough people are willing to stand, but we need to see what the exact writing on that search warrant was. What do you think, John?
Oh, I think you nailed it. I wouldn't be surprised if they planted some sort of evidence in this. They miraculously
when they had the documents 2 months ago, yeah, they could have slipped all kinds of things in, right?
Yeah, oh, sure. Or they go through and they've got a desk of his, and all of a sudden there is a letter, emails, or something like that. I would not put it past them that they've planted evidence.
Because
they seem
you.
To be desperate.
This whole thing is they're fishing for something.
Right. Right, and they are desperate. They are absolutely. They are in a desperate situation to stop this election in November, and certainly to stop and destroy Trump's future political career by charging him with some sort of a crime.
Right. Well, they want this idea to get him for having these classified documents. But think back, James Comey, remember, had classified documents. Was he prosecuted? No. Who was it with the Clinton administration? Oh, the clown. What's his name?
The stuff with his in his underwear where he stuck
his underwear and socks. He wasn't prosecuted. And there was something. Oh, Hillary, wiped out 33,000.
Well, she did a little bit of acid. She did
phones,
Hillary.
All kinds of.
Hillary was doing acid on the computers and the hard drives, and she was smashing them with hammers.
Right. Leech bit and beating them up. And did the FBI try and recover any documents? No. Did they do an investigation? No.
Well, the FBI put national security at risk. They put national at risk just to save Joe Obama's presidency by sitting on Hunter Biden's incriminating laptops. I mean, it's got all the stuff on there. Biden, with all of what he's did, the corrupt dealings, the crooked dealings with China, and the FBI has become so corrupt, so crooked, they're just simply a thuggery group. They're just a strong arm part of the corrupt Biden regime.
Well, by the way, today was supposed to be the deadline, remember, for the FBI? Oh, go ahead, John.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's beyond the FBI. It's the whole Justice Department, the whole thing, Pastor Ernie. The FBI is really just an arm of the Justice Department. So it's starting with the entire Justice Department, then it spills over to the FBI, and who knows what other federal agency is brought on? It will be brought into this and all. So the whole thing down there is totally corrupt now, all of it.
You know, it's like they don't seem to understand. They're bringing, when the country goes down, they're living here too. They're living here with their families too. And so when this country goes down, or if it breaks into a civil war, you know, I told you, John, you remember when we were having our battle there with the War Department at a war college, and I had called the Justice Department. Remember when I had called the Justice Department? And I asked them, I talked to them down there, and I asked, what do they have, 1,800 lawyers? And I asked them if they knew of any Christians. And the one guy actually took time and said, let me look, I will see, I will ask, and then I'll get right back. And he went and he asked the different lawyers there if they knew of any Christians, if any Christians at all, that worked at the Justice Department. And he came back later, he said, as my information that I have, and I'll be honest with you, is that we can't find any Christians working here at all. What do you think of that?
I think that's probably true. And as time goes on, if there were any Christians, as time goes on, as they become more wicked down there, more woke, more anti-American, more anti-God, they'll purge you out. If they even have the suspicion that you might be a believer in Jesus Christ, they'll purge you out, Pastor Ernie. You are not wanted in the federal government because they have a corrupt agenda, and Christians are too dangerous for them.
And they're scared to death of Donald Trump. And John, it's got so much to do with this human trafficking and this child pedophilia. It's got so much to do with that. These people and these agencies now, and we found out, this is why, you know, people think Epstein committed suicide. I got news for you. Epstein, he was Arkansas-ed.
Yeah.
And the Clintons had to make sure. And Hillary has got enough on everybody below her over there. She's got enough on there where the Wicked Witch of the West, all she has to do is wave her wand, and they bow to her.
Hey, do you remember the FBI also never did bother to look into Bill Clinton's all the trips he did to Pedophile Island? Just that I throw that. But the point I wanted to make was today was the day the FBI was supposed to turn over all the documents on the Hunter Biden laptop and come up with a decision whether they were going to prosecute or something, and you notice all of a sudden that got disappeared from the headlines, and almost nobody knows today was the day we were all waiting to hear what was going to happen to Hunter Biden.
Well, it is not likely to happen anytime soon. There is no better time than now for Congress to defund and disband the FBI because it has become nothing more than the Democratic Protection Agency, like the Justice Department, and answers to. There's no better proof of this than the Bureau's politicized behavior when it comes to protecting Joe Biden and his corrupt son, Hunter. In 2019, during Donald Trump's presidency, the Bureau came into possession of a laptop of Hunter Biden, dropped off, and then a drug-induced phase and forgot at a Delaware computer repair shop. The shop owner took possession of it after Hunter failed and came back within 90 days to reclaim it. Well, just to make a long story short, they have so much stuff on there. On that computer, this idiot Hunter, he took films, videos of him and prostitutes and whores. He was, you know, seen with two young Chinese girls that were like 13 years old.
Snorting and they were cocaine.
Yeah. Snorting cocaine. Yeah, just you name it. And he was doing it.
And they had absolute proof of him falsifying gun records.
Yeah.
You remember that?
He wasn't allowed to have one.
He wasn't allowed to have one, right. Right. Because of the cocaine. But yet he falsified the records, and they had that. They had that, and they refused to move on that against him.
So we do need to shut the FBI down, and it needs to be cleaned out from top to bottom because it has become totally corrupted.
Yeah, but Pastor Ernie, here's the problem. The entire federal government is corrupt. If anybody can move in here, it have to be the states. Because I think that even if, Pastor Ernie, I think it was today or yesterday, this traitor Milley, he released a book. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah. I didn't read it today. The article, I just caught my eye, and he said that Trump wanted him out, but he wasn't going to leave because he was going to stay in and like undercover against Trump. Now this is absolute, complete, total treason.
Absolutely, it's treason.
Yeah. So if you get a chance, take a look at that. I just saw it today, so I think it came out today about his book, because this is something that we want to discuss about the top general in America is a agent against the elected president of the United States. And what did Trump do, Pastor Ernie and Joe? What did Trump do that Milley had to stay undercover and stay so he could be against Trump? Well, what did he do that this general said that? No, he didn't do anything other than this general is a one-worlder and he's against the American people.
He's a Obama bootlicker. And that's what he was. He's an Obama bootlicker.
What really showed me how dangerous Milley was when that terrorist group, Black Lives Matter, was in Washington and they were setting all the fires and they said that they were going to come to the White House. Do you remember that, Brother Joe?
You're right.
And Trump wanted...
They moved Trump, yeah.
And they wanted armed troops in there to protect the White House. And Milley denied it. The president wanted armed troops to protect the White House, and Milley wouldn't let the troops come in armed.
Not only that.
There have been a clue to a lot of people, but people don't seem to connect dots, do they?
Well, you know, what about this? What about this? If we go to war, right, and if we're fighting our enemy, and I tell you guys, hey, guess what? Now I'm going to go and warn them before we attack. Would you call that treason?
Yes.
I'd call that treason.
And what did Milley say he would do with the Chinese?
He would let them know before we retaliated.
No, before we attacked.
Attacked.
He would let them know before we, yeah. That's called treason.
Well, is he still letting them know, Pastor Ernie? With Hillary with Pelosi over there and all that's going on, is he still cooperating with the communist Chinese now against America?
Absolutely. And if you go up, and like I keep telling people, if they go up there on the internet to RedQuest, or not RedQuest, NyQuest. NyQuest's blog, if you go up there, JR NyQuest, and you dot blog, go up there, and that will explain what we've been telling you all along. He's got his fingers on the pulse of it. And again, that's what, now these, the information he's brought is from the top military in China, as they were discussing a threat to invade the United States around the 1st of November. And remember what they said. They said, we own all of the top people in Washington, D.C. They're ours. We own them. They belong to us.
We played that clip for the listeners. You added on his own words out of one of the, well, interpreter, you know, giving the voice, but watching the man speak.
Yep. And he's telling you, and the top generals are saying, it's a setup that Biden is we're going to hear from Austin and Milley that we cannot war in a war with China. We'd be better just to surrender and go abide by whatever the requests are. This is the idea that they're coming. Now, see.
Well, Pastor Ernie, I honestly believe, there's no doubt in my mind, that Governor Newsom of California, he wouldn't defend California. He wouldn't. I think that he would surrender if this pattern is true. What you're talking about, I think the governor of California, maybe Oregon and Washington, all three of them, they might surrender to West Coast. They are totally corrupt American haters.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Isn't Newsom one of the boys of Klaus Schwab? Didn't he?
Yeah.
Trained under Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum.
He sure did, and you can say the very same thing about Mr. Trudeau up north there in Canada.
Yeah, right. Yes. And you could say the same thing with Zelensky from Ukraine.
Absolutely, Zelensky was put in there. He was as corrupt goes. He silenced all opposition. Only the very, very, very fake news media here in America, NBC, ABC, CBS, just how they've gone and how they have perverted, how they have so perverted the truth. Well,
Pastor Ernie, we spoke about this starting a couple months ago, that they were going to do some false flag. They were going to... They meaning, Washington, the corrupt government in Washington, they were going to do something to prevent the election in November, maybe martial law or something. And I remember me and you talking here on air and saying, expect something really big starting in August, big false flags and everything in August, heading into September, big months. And here we are. And they do this against Trump. They have ulterior motives than what we know. Maybe they want to provoke, fighting against them, Pastor. Maybe they want that.
Yeah.
They're hoping for it.
Well, I'm thinking back something I want to remember we kind of almost skipped over. The FBI they called the, when they were going after Trump, Operation, what was it? Anyway, they had an FBI attorney falsify documents to get the search warrant, to go to the FICA court to get the search warrants. And so we know the FBI already does falsify documents because somebody was already charged with that crime. And so, the more I think back to all the stuff, it's, we almost should have seen this coming. They falsified documents to get search warrants once. What would keep them from doing it twice, right? They got away with it the first time.
Well, do you remember how, in the Bible where all of those people, a couple days before they crucified Christ, they were following him, they were laying down palm branches in front of him as Messiah.
Right.
All those crowds. But They were easily swayed by the corrupt and crooked leaders, very easily swayed. And there's a lot of people out there, because, see, within the ranks of the corrupt Democratic Party, in the deep state, their idea is that we're going to make these Trump supporters, we're going to make them afraid to vote for Trump. We'll know if they vote for Trump. And they'll be afraid to vote because then they know, we'll know that they voted for Trump, okay? And, you know, it's an interesting thing because the Bible tells you in Revelation 21, starting with verse 8, that the fearful and the unbelieving will find their place with all liars. That's the entire deep state in the lake of fire. And these people, I'm going to tell you this, anybody I would know that would be a Trump supporter and would tell me, Pastor, I don't want to vote for him because they'll know, and then they might come against me. I wouldn't want anything to do with that person. I would not have anything. I would be so ashamed of them for not having the courage to stand up in the integrity. I would have nothing to do with them. And if you're out there listening and you're letting this corrupt, this so corrupt deep state intimidate you, well, I'm sorry, but I just don't have any respect for you at all. What do you guys think?
Well, I'll jump in on that one because I, for years, have tried to tell people the world is run by intimidation. The street gangs use intimidation. The mafia used intimidation. And it is the political agents use intimidation. It's used all over. And you see, when somebody is brave enough like Trump to stand up, look what he did when he stood up against the intimidation. And that's what is going to be required to win this battle, people realizing that we must now stand and our voices must be heard, and we still won't have to have a physical battle if people are willing to stand up and be brave and not be intimidated. That is the whole key. If the people are intimidated, they will be silent. They will let the revolution continue, and America will be lost. And all our children and grandchildren will become part of a communist state. Or if the people are brave and willing to stand up and witness and speak out, then we will win. I think it's that simple. It all depends on if the people are brave enough to handle the intimidation.
We're going to take another call. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're in the air.
You guys... all three of you right now, I don't know if I've ever heard you any better, but we need all three of you almost as many times as we can get you a week, because it's just like a pinball machine that can't tilt. The ball just keeps moving around, and you're just passing it around. And I turned MSNBC on because I didn't want to hear Fox or anybody else and the different stations that you can get off of cable on Roku. But on MSNBC, I heard tonight, if they weren't mistaken, tonight was the night that Nixon resigned. So I don't know if that means anything, but timing is everything. But
who resigned tonight?
Was Richard Nixon.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, way back. Nixon.
Symbolism. They have a lot to do with symbolism within the deep state.
Mm-hmm. And if Trump had any whatsoever personality of Reagan, Didn't Putin put himself in power until 2032 or something? I heard like that. He did something like that. But if Trump could have passed anything like that, people would have voted for him. And then there's Junior and everybody else. But you guys are unbelievable with what you just covered in 15 minutes. I don't even think, as Russ would say, he says more in 5 minutes than most personalities stay in a lifetime. But it's amazing how things changed after Rush Limbaugh during the day left. But at nighttime, you gentlemen just cover everything and then beyond. So maybe that's why universes are endless, because you guys can just go and go and go, and then you dissect it at the same time. You probably guys are pretty good at fishing.
All righty. Well, thanks, Steve. Thanks for that.
God bless you guys.
Yeah, dude. You know, I wanted to say...
All the things we can't cover, all the things we can't talk about, because there's not enough time, yeah, right?
Well, I want to say this. Okay. I really, really appreciate the letters we get from our listeners out there and the phone calls. And I know that probably come tomorrow now, I'll be getting a bunch of calls from especially the ladies, because we have such wonderful Christian ladies out there listening to this program. And they're going to call me to tell me, Pastor, be careful, and aren't you afraid? You know, and see, you don't have to do that. I already know all of that. I appreciate your concern. We really do. Joe does and John does. But you could just save your time on that, and you know, I could pray for us. You know, we'll take all the prayers we can get. But
amen.
It's no secret. I get a lot of, there's a lot of people out there that hate us. I mean, that because of what we're doing. Those that hate the truth, to them the truth is hate. And so I appreciate it. And also, Joe and John, the newsletter, a big portion of it went out today. Now, you folks out there, if you don't get the newsletter, you really should. We have very, very important information in that newsletter that the opposition does not want you to have. It doesn't cost you anything. We take up the full bill, and we do that because we want you to know. Our job out there is to keep you as informed as we can. And so, so if you don't get the newsletter, what you need to do is drop us a little dime. Just send us a little note with your address really clear. Write your address and your zip code. And if you want, and if you write a letter and you want me, sometimes if their phone number is there, I will call and I would thank people. You know, they write letters and I will call you up and just say thank you for those prayers and that. And so, but anyhow, you really should. Our address, well, is WRWL at 14781 Sperry Road. That's 14781 Sperry, Sperry Road. And that's in Newberry, Newbury, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. That's 44065. Now, or if you're on the internet, you go up on the internet to wrwl.org, and all of that information is right up on the internet there. But I would encourage you to get our newsletter. Now, with that newsletter coming out, there will be an envelope in there, a return envelope for donations. We really need it. You believe me, right now, this radio program is needed more than ever because, to be quite frankly with you, there's not many that have the courage to do what we're doing. They're just not. And we're committed. We're in this thing for the cause of Christ. We're in it for the cause, and we will never, in 50 years, we have never stood down. In 50 years, we have never compromised. And we're not about to. It's the principle. So we could definitely, we need your support now more than ever. And so you get it. Help us out as quickly as possible. Let's go to Coach. Coach, you're in the air.
God bless you, Pastor Sanders. Good evening, John. Good evening, Joe.
Hey, Coach. Hi.
You know, to throw my hat into the ring tonight, America, you just saw tonight the Democrats' version of the SS unleashed on the President of the United States. That's never, ever happened before. You should have a righteous anger, but don't take to the streets. Don't fight. Don't do nothing that could cause disgrace to our party. If you're a Christian, conservative, Trump supporter, you need to pray, number one. Number two, you need to fund this radio ministry so these men can keep getting you the truth out. And last but not least, you ought to rally. You ought to have a courage to stand up. Put your Trump flags out. Put your Trump signs out. Wear your hat. Stand up. Don't be intimidated. The Bible says the righteous are as bold as lions. We're Christians. We don't back down. And I'll tell you another thing. If what you were saying tonight, gentlemen, that if you see our streets come late November to surrender of American citizenship, and should there be Chinese soldiers on our streets, I'll tell you this. It was nice knowing you, gentlemen, because I'll see you in heaven.
Yeah. Yeah. There's 100 million of us that would rather die on our feet than live on our knees.
Amen to that. Amen to that. And before I get off here so other people can call in and voice their opinion, What about Coach Dwayne from Brunswick, Ohio? Coach Dwayne Riscoe is mad as a hornet. What I've seen is a disgrace. The DOJ, the Department of Justice, the FBI, the Fascist Bureau of Investigation, the CIA, the Communist Institution Association. I'm fed up and disgusted with what's happening. Treason, traitors in our White House, traitors in the House of Representatives, traitors in the Senate, traitors governors, traitors that are mayors that are Democrats. Folks, you better never, ever call yourself a Christian in front of me and vote Democrat. Remember, Jesus is on the throne. We'll raise our prayers to him. America, time to repent because you see the arm of the SS. Gentlemen, I love you guys, and keep blowing the whistle.
Thanks, Coach. We'll be back after this with more.
Had that righteous anger, and the scripture says we are not only allowed, but God is pleased with righteous anger when we are angry at the things, when we hate the things that God hates. That is what he actually wants us to do, right?
We'll be right back after this.
In the mountains up near Sandpoint, north of Naples, Idaho, eagles gathered there together to guard the truth so you might know. Down the road that followed Deep Creek, at the turn that crossed the bridge, federal marshals had the roadblock to mark the siege of Ruby Ridge. There the armies of the enemy slayed your bride and only son, nearly killed your close companion when the shrapnel pierced his lung. We stand with you, Randy Weaver, 'cause your Lord and Savior lives. Wheresoever eagles gather, that is where his body is. On that evening, late one August, you were forced to take your stand there to strangers as they trespassed, drew first blood on private land. Governor Andrus, back in Boise, he let the enemy tell him lies, and from his anti-Christ decision, Sam and Vicky lost their lives. Federal agents, U.S. Marshals, and FBI men stormed the hill, all on false, fictitious charges, given orders, shoot to kill. We stand with you, Randy Weaver, 'cause your Lord and Savior lives. Wheresoever eagles gather, that is where his body is. Around us in the night, there's a host of heavenly angels hovering near, ready to fight. We stand with you, Randy Weaver. We are proud to call you friend, as we gather here together to stand beside you till the end. We stand with you, Randy Weaver, 'cause your Lord and Savior lives. Wheresoever eagles gather, that is where his body is. Wheresoever eagles gather, that is where his body is.
Alrighty. Randy died not long ago. He was 74. I knew Randy. And we'd had him on the radio program in the past. He was a patriot. He was a former Marine. And here he was attacked, him and his family, by dirty cops, very dirty cops. And while Vicky was standing in the doorway holding a baby, unarmed mother holding a baby, a dirty cop, the same one that was at Waco shooting the children when they came out of the burning buildings, okay? who got promoted. He got promoted for doing that in that corrupt FBI. And so what happened was
the same today.
I know it, and they would do the very same thing today. And here's the thing, you know what? By how God worked on that, Joe, remember, it was because of this radio program right here that they did not dump airplane fuel on that, on his building. They had a helicopter, and they had airplane fuel, and they were going to dump it on Randy's house and burn him and his three daughters out. But there were people up on the hill, and they called in live on the air and gave us a blow-by-blow description of what was going on. And when Jack McGlam and Bo Grice were down there talking to the marshal in charge, a guy walked up and said, there's a guy in Cleveland, Ohio, and he's describing everything that's happening here on the radio. You better tell him to stand down. And they pulled the copter off and stood down because of that. And so we want to praise the good Lord that we were blessed to be able to be used for that. But anyhow, let's go and take Claudia, you're in the air.
Yes, good evening, Pastor Sanders, Pastor Joe, Chaplain John McTernan. I just thank the good Lord. I thank the good Lord for all of you, all of your service, all of your knowledge, all of your ability to speak the truth, God's boldness, and that's what you give to us. And I wanted to call, but I hated missing everything from the radio. But here I am speaking to you and thanking you, and may the good Lord surround you and keep you safe, and keep you safe, and keep you safe. Thank you, gentlemen, and I will leave you now and turn you back on the radio.
Well, thank you, Claudia.
Thank you,
and please keep fighting the fight with all your boldness and all your knowledge.
Always and forever, you know, and folks, Claudia is a real lady. She's a member of Doers of the Word Baptist Church.
And I am a female.
Yeah, a real one. Female. Yeah, a real female. Not only that, but Claudia, she went down to the shooting range, and well, she's another Annie Oakley.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, okay. Well, I thank you, sir, and have a blessed evening.
We thank you for being... Claudia, for being such a lady, being such a lady in a time today when ladies like you are very rare, and I would want to thank the good Lord for you.
Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you, and good night.
Good night. There you go. That's one of the reasons I'm so blessed to pastor the church that I pastor, because I've got so many real ladies in there, and I praise the good Lord for that. These are women who are loyal to their husbands and who are not so insecure that they have to feel that they have to be rebellious to be accepted by a corrupt society. No, these are ladies who are God-fearing, who believe in the Bible, who are loyal to their husbands. And I can tell you this, I'm blessed. Listen, I'm blessed to have ladies like Claudia and so many others in the congregation. And I just praise the good Lord for that. And to be blessed to be married to one for 54 years.
She deserves a medal.
I mean,
a big one.
Yeah, I know. Okay, you guys, but listen, you guys both, too, have been blessed with wonderful wives, haven't you?
Oh, certainly have. Certainly have on this end.
John?
Yeah, I had you on mute, Pastor Ernie. I can't hear the callers.
Okay.
They come in really, really low. Yeah, Pastor Ernie, this month was my 49th wedding anniversary.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Mine was 54 years. Mine would be 54 years. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a bunch of kids and a bunch of grandkids.
Yep, you sure do. Your quiver is full of them, and they're a blessing from the Lord, aren't they?
Yeah, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is His. Fruit of the womb is His. I forget how it ends.
Yeah. Anyhow, I had a bit of a time keeping up with mine today, but I managed. All right, let's go to who did you say was there? Tom in Michigan, you're in the air.
Hello. God bless all of you.
You just, too, Tom.
I just wanted to say a quick prayer for President Trump and keep him safe, and hopefully he'll come into power sooner than later. And where are all the John Waynes today, I tell you?
Go ahead and say that prayer.
I just wanted to say that. May God keep President Trump safe and healthy, and may he come back into office sooner than later. And God bless all of you. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
Well, thank you. I want to also tonight say a prayer. I have a prayer request I want to find it very quick here from a lady. And okay, here you go. This is my prayer request, if I can bring it up. We have a 17-year-old girl, and she has come up missing. Her name is Jaden, J-A-Y-D-E-N, and she has been gone now for over a day, and her family is very concerned about sex trafficking, some of the people she knew, they were some people that she knew that were involved were very suspicious. And so here they've asked us to please pray for Jaden, for her safety, and that she would be returned. So I'm going to ask you to do that, Joe. Joe, pray for Jaden. Pray for that the Lord would keep her and return her back to her family.
But I want to ask everyone out there, pray with me. This is one of those times when we need to cry out to the Lord and as many voices as can be raised in prayer. You will all need prayer someday, so join me right now.
Go ahead.
Dear Heavenly Father, we have this young child missing. We have suspicions, we have fears, but we have no knowledge of what happened. And the good thing is, Lord, you know what's going on. You know where she is. You know what's happening. But you told us to bring everything to you in prayer. So with heavy hearts, we bring this young girl, Jaden, to you, Lord, that she needs to be protected. She needs to be found. She needs to be returned to those who love her, to her family. And, Lord, we just ask that you would just bless her in every way possible, that you would watch over her, protect her, keep her safe, and get her returned to where she belongs. Lord, we have too many of our children lost and stolen and running away and in this corrupt, crazy world. And we need you more than we've ever needed you before, I think, in this entire world. But tonight we just especially ask for you to find Jaden. And we ask this in Jesus' precious, precious name. Amen.
Amen. Very good. All right. I'm sorry. Who did you say we had there? Okay. I wanted to just, again, make a couple of points that this is a very, very, very serious time that we're living in right now. And, folks, we've got to stand up. This is our country. This is, like Ronald Reagan said, he was surprised or amazed at those that have the most to lose, how they seem to do so little to keep it. And folks, freedom is not free. It's not free. And the Communist Party, the Democratic Communist Party out there, wants to take your freedom away from you. And if you're not willing to stand and fight with every breath that you have, with every the last drop of blood, that you don't deserve a minute of it. And so you need to get ready to do that. And I would encourage, too, all of you county sheriffs that are listening, you county sheriffs, get ready, to say, you know what? We're going to protect our people here. Tomorrow night at the Tea Party meeting, Neil Peterson is he's in the mode of Governor DeSantis. He's like a Governor DeSantis. In fact, he may even be more so because he is a minister, a pastor of a church. And you heard him on this radio program. He's 110%. He believes in God first. And so tomorrow, for you folks out there in Northeast Ohio, and it would be a good thing to do to come and well, all of Ohio, and hear him. He's going to be at the Metzenbaum Center on Cedar Road in Chesterland, Ohio, and that's 1 mile west of Route 306 on Cedar Road. Not 1 mile, I'm sorry, 1/4 mile. 1/4 mile west of 306 on Cedar Road. The Metzenbaum Center, you can't miss it. It's a big place. Be a lot of cars out there. And he'll be there at 6:30 tomorrow. And I would come out and support him, folks. He definitely needs to hear from you. And again, we want to continue to this ministry. We've never, in 50 years, we've never backed down. We've never stood down. But we need to hear from you, really need to hear from you now. We really do. It's August. It's been a tough time. And we've fought, I mean, we're like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross to keep on all the stations we're on. We really fought. And by God's grace, we've stayed on and we didn't lose. And where I was surprised, I mean, that I really couldn't believe that we managed to do that. But, folks, we can't do it without your help. So the newsletter's coming out. And for you that get the newsletter, we need to hear from you ASAP. You other folks, if you don't get the newsletter, it's free. And you're going to want to know what's in that newsletter, because we're out there to warn you about what's going on around out here. John, are you still there?
I'm here, Pastor Ernie.
All right. Tell us what's happening in your world, because we haven't heard that much from you tonight.
What do you mean you haven't heard that much from me? You know, the pie, there's three of us, and it's one pie. So I've been adding. Pastor Ernie, this is, I've been saying it many times, you've been saying it, and I'm sure Joe has been saying it. They're taking it to us, and they're going to keep taking it till we have to stop them, Pastor Ernie. And this is the perfect example of it. Perfect example. I think, Pastor Ernie, that if this doesn't stop Trump, the next step will be assassination. I think the deep state will move to take him out, because they can't have him as president. They either have to stop him, we'll say, quote, this way, legally, it's all fraud, but I mean legally. Or if that's not successful, they'll have to assassinate him. That's how desperate they are, Pastor.
Well, you remember with both Lincoln and Kennedy, remember they wanted to stay on the gold standard? They wanted to get rid of the international banking system. They wanted to get rid of have federal dollars currency, not net notes of debt. And so Donald Trump wants to put us back on the gold standard, too. All of these things that they both wanted, that's what Trump wants to do, and that's what we need to do and to try to help our country. But more than anything, we need revival in the country, and that can't come without repentance, can it?
You're absolutely right, Pastor Ernie. This is beyond political, and we've mentioned that many times. We need a spiritual revival in the United States, because we are just decaying. We're rotten and from the inside, collapsing. Every day, Pastor Ernie, I have a blog, John McTiernan's Insights. And one thing I look for is what's going on with the children, because it's open season now against the children. And San Diego school system, from grade 1 to 12. Have you seen it, Pastor Ernie, about San Diego school?
Yeah, I've been there. The whole thing with the drag queens.
No, this one here, they've come out with a statement saying that heterosexuality is oppressive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have that article here, yeah.
Yeah, kindergarten to 12th grade. And that they're going to protect genderqueer, non-binary, a whole bunch of things. So they are attacking the heterosexuals, Pastor Ernie.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you guys, can you possibly leave your children in that school system and look somebody in the eye and tell them that you actually love your children and leave them in that cool school system? No.
No.
John, I wanted to say this very quickly because we're out of time, but I wanted to say, folks, on 9/11, on September 11th, we're asking all of you folks out there, September 11th, to quote dear pastors in the next newsletter. In the newsletter come out, there's a bulletin in there. We need you to take that bulletin to your pastor and ask them to preach on that day, on repentance and revival on that day, and prayer and fasting. We want churches, we want sermons preached all across this country on that day to bring America back to one nation under God, the way God gave it to us. John, you've got about 3 minutes. Tell us how we can get to heaven.
Well, folks, this is all going to pass away one day. Right now it's critical. It's very important, all the events that are happening. But the Bible says the world passes away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. And he that does the will of God believes in Jesus Christ as God's Savior, that we are in bondage to sin, and there's a penalty. The Bible says the wages, the price of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Sin, if we go into eternity in sin, then we have to pay that penalty, which is in everlasting hell. But God loves us. God commanded his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So he sent Jesus Christ to pay our penalty for sin on the cross, so that anyone that repents of sin, turns to God through Jesus Christ, confesses Jesus as the only begotten Son of God, sinless, and believes that when Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood, that paid the price for our sin. And it's amazing what God does. He takes our sin and puts it on Jesus on the cross. And then he takes Jesus' righteousness, because Jesus was without sin, and he puts it in us. And that's a pretty good trade, folks. Sin and the penalty for sin, for freedom from sin and God's righteousness through Jesus Christ. And that's what allows us to go to heaven. That's what does it, folks. So it can be done right now by confessing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Remember repentance. There must be repentance. Confessing that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God who died on the cross, shed his blood, and paid the penalty for your sin. God commanded his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Okay, Pastor.
Thank you very much for that prayer. And everything you said is absolutely true. No one has ever regretted receiving eternal life. Everybody right now, everyone who's died, believe every word you just said. And all of those in heaven are believers, and all those in hell are believers. And we're out of time for tonight. So, as we say every night when we get to this time, we want to say good night, God bless, and always, always, let's do it. Keep
fighting
the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.